guys, welcome to Idle Chatter, the podcast where we discuss HBO's newest show taking over the coveted Sunday at 9 p.m. slot, The Idol, starring The Weeknd, Abel Tesfaye.
And his co-star is Lily Rose Depp, and it's a Sam Levinson production. What's the thing he made?
Euphoria.
Euphoria, that's what I'm thinking of. We're really excited. My name is Derek, and our co-host is, you want to introduce yourself?
It's Marla, yes, Marla.
So the show comes out this Sunday, but we're going to take a look at the trailer, and then we're going to maybe break it down and tell you our thoughts.
You're the American dream. Rags to riches. Trailers to mansions. You are fucking Jocelyn.
Just be you.
Easy. I'll just do that.
I'm telling you right now, these people in here are gauging whether or not you still got it.
I just wonder about the strippers.
They're kind of out-femming her with the flips and the dips and the...
You're too distracted. I'm going to block out all the noise.
I'm sorry, who are you?
I'll say.
Do you feel this right now?
Oh, no, thank you.
I think I just fell in love with you.
What does that mean, he's taken over the house?
He's brainwashed her.
You're not a human being. You're a star. Never trust a dude with a rat tail.
I don't think I'm gonna like it. I don't think I'm gonna like it.
I don't know if I will too.
I don't think I'm gonna like this show.
But you know, it's only 6 episodes. And it looks like it's filled with cocaine. And The Weeknd is the king of toxic R&B. So it may be fun. It may be. I'm a big Weeknd fan. He's the biggest pop star in the world.
Yeah, yeah. The music definitely makes me want to do cocaine.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a lot of probably butts and coke.
Yeah. And so these two are definitely the Lily Rose Depp and The Weeknd are definitely the stars of it. So on Wikipedia, it says that Lily Rose plays Jocelyn, an up-and-coming pop idol, in Tedros' love interest, which is The Weeknd. So I don't know if you heard about like all the drama that went down. I think previously it was kind of stirred towards the women's point of view. And make it more like towards like women empowerment. But that guy kind of flipped and Sam Levine became the showrunner. And now it's just like cocaine filled and drugs and, you know, all that stuff.
So it's not woman empowered anymore.
I don't know if it is. I don't think so.
According to Wikipedia, on the review aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes, The Idol holds a rating of 25% based on 16 critic views with average...
What's that percent again?
25.
Okay.
25, yes. With an average rating of 3.1 out of 10.
Okay, that's not good. That's not
perfect.
Good.
Perfect. This is really boding well for us. Why is it so, like, here's my thought.
Yeah.
I want to go in with an open mind. HBO rarely ever misses. And if you're going to give up the 9 PM spot on a Sunday where like it was Succession. And then previously before that, it was like The Last of Us and House of the Dragon. And you're going up against, like Game of Thrones, like all of those were Sunday at 9 p.m. slots. Like it's hard to think that HBO would miss so bad and put this as the show.
Yeah.
I don't feel good about what I just saw.
So I'm thinking maybe they're trying to get the Weeknd's audience and making it cool. It's based in Hollywood, so maybe it's going to be deeper than it looks. But it's hard to go into it with a clear mind and unbiased mind.
I don't even really think I like, from what I saw, the Weeknd's character. He seems really icky to me. I think his haircut gives me the ick. I would not be attracted to him.
So I heard it's very misogynistic, but I'm, again, trying to keep an open mind.
Is the Weeknd a short king?
I don't know. I think the Weeknd, he sounds short. You know how people sometimes sound short? Like Kendrick Lamar sounds short. Let me look up his height. I think he's about, he's 5'8". So do with that information what you will. I think he's probably the same size as his co-star, but I don't know.
Probably shorter, I would say. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
But I could just tell by the vibes in the video.
Well, have you seen The Weeknd act? Yeah, he was on I can't think of the movie. It is in the gym movie with Adam Sandler. It is called Uncut Gems.
Oh, yeah. The gym movie. Oh, yeah. I thought you said gym.
Oh, no.
I said, I haven't seen a gym movie since Heavyweights.
Good movie. I heard they're bringing it back. But so he was good in there. And he did do a couple sketches on SNL, and he was great.
Yeah.
The Weeknd's very talented, and like his music videos are just awesome and very artistic. So.
What are your predictions for the season?
Okay, so from what I saw, it seems like the Weeknd's character is definitely the antagonist, right?
Mm.
And he's going to try to corrupt the pop star's career, or just personality, and make her into like this really, basically just have her sell her soul. What do you feel?
I think they're definitely setting it up for a romance between Lily Rose Depp's character and The Weeknd, aka Abel's character. Will we see The Weeknd's butt?
Is that what maybe people are dying for? Maybe.
I don't know, but we might see more than that. I think there's going to be some romance. There's probably going to be most likely some nudity, some mm-hmm. drug usage. I kind of get this vibe that there's going to be some drug cartel involvement,
mm-hmm.
perhaps.
So I'm looking at Wikipedia, and it says the series focuses on aspiring pop star Lily Rose Depp and her complex relationship with self-help guru and cult leader Tejas, which is played by The Weeknd. Oh. So the cast also has Susan's son, Troy Sivan.
Yeah, dude, come on. Troy Sivan, yeah, you know him?
No, I don't know him. What's he from?
He's like, goddamn, he's like a little younger than us, but I didn't think you were like that old. Troy Sivan is like a YouTuber that like became famous. He's a singer.
Okay,
I started out as a singer.
YouTube on, I'm pretty sure I haven't heard his songs. I think he was on SNL, but I'm not really familiar. Dan Levy is in the show. He's from, he's Schitt's from Creek. Schitt's Creek.
And, oh, damn, dude. I wonder what the budget for this is.
Oh, and a member of Blackpink is on the show, Jennie Kim. So I don't know. It's going to be
pretty elegant. Why did you want to?
What's up?
Why did you call that out?
Oh, because she's the name right after Dan Levy. And it shows you that, like, hey, that's a big budget. If you got like a pop star, you know.
I don't know. I don't know Blackpink.
Okay. They're pretty huge. Like, they're very big.
Yeah. I just don't follow them, as people may assume.
What do you mean? What are you trying to say?
I don't know. What are you trying to say?
You know, you don't have to be Asian to like a group. It's okay.
That's like me being like, Chris Rock was in Rush Hour.
What, that's nothing like I said. I don't know what you're talking about right now. Okay, so let's see. Ellie Roth. So I don't know. It's a weird combination of musicians who also are in the show. So I don't know what it's going to be.
So it looks like the production house is A24, which again, A24 rarely misses.
Yeah.
Oh God. It's just like,
No, they're set up to win. Like you have HBO or Max now and you have A24. So how can you go wrong?
Exactly. But I don't feel good about this.
Yeah, I think the first two episodes got shown at, I think, is it Sundance or Cannes? And it got kind of panned from critics.
Ooh.
So I don't...
I'm sure the music's going to be fire.
Yeah, I think so too.
So if anything, yeah, we'll probably get a good soundtrack out of it.
And it's only 6 episodes, which is... I think that's kind of, I expect 8, but I think Barry's first season, if I'm not mistaken, had only 6.
Oh, that was good. Did it?
Yeah. Maybe I'm just pulling that out of my ass, but I thought it did.
8 episodes, but yeah, close.
Okay. So yeah. So it definitely was at Cannes Film Festival, May 27th. We'll see. We will see.
We'll see. Hopefully we picked a good one.
Yeah, no, it's going to be interesting. Like you can't, again, this is set up to win. And it's, yeah, I don't see how you can miss. Even though the critics, you know, panned it, but maybe critics have been wrong before.
Yeah, I mean, I will say like my taste in TV shows is like very trash, as you know. So I'm very easily impressed, but also, you know, if it sucks, then it probably really sucks.
If it sucks, then we're still going to go full all in. We'll sell merch. I'll buy the idol hat and shirt and ride hard, even if it sucks.
We've tied our wagon to this horse, as they say.
Yeah, we will go down with the ship. But sure. Again, A24 has never really steered me wrong.
Yes. It's got a lot of good backing, so I'm optimistic, cautiously. But yeah, looking forward to it. TTYL.
Okay, and that's Marla. Bye. Yeah, so this is our pre-episode. So next week, it's officially the first episode of our podcast. So yeah, stay tuned and thank you for listening to Idol Chatter. I'll see you next week. My name is Derek Brown, and for my co-host, you want to say goodbye?
Bye.
Okay.
TTYL.
Okay, and that's Marla. All right, I'll see you guys later.